Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang.
Well, hello everyone. A few more days and it's already Christmas 2022. As this episode will be released just a few days before Christmas Day, I wanted to take a moment to share what I feel to be the most important part of Christmas, Jesus. True Christmas joy cannot be found in the hustle and bustle of getting more done or in finding the right gifts or preparing a sumptuous dinner. We find the real joy of Christmas when we make the Savior the focus of the season. I would like to take this opportunity to wish a very blessed Christmas for every family, for every community, for all organizations, and the country. And because Christmas is love, I will discuss a very light and feel-good topic, the true essence of love. Each person has their own priorities, their own wants and needs. Some people may choose material things, while others will prefer love, peace, prosperity, good health, among others. No matter what people's wishes are for this holiday season, what matters most is the desires of their hearts. Whichever of these are important to you this holiday season, just remember that it's the thought that counts and that love is the most important thing in the world. When love governs our hearts and minds, everything will follow. And we don't need to wait for Christmas time to share our love to other people. We talk about love, we write about love, we sing about love, we declare that we love doing this and that. We love eating certain food even though it harms our health, and people die in the name of love, and people sacrifice in the name of love. But is that what love is? The absurdity of this situation is that, whether we admit it or not, love is something that we all desperately crave and want, and yet love is something all of us are, already are. When we disconnect from this, we sense a loss, which then propels us in our quest to find the love we think we have lost. But how can we lose something which is the very essence of our creation? You, me, they, we are love. Without the D, not the past tense. We have to choose to be the love, as this is the only way we will be able to reclaim the true power and magnitude of this word, and in doing so, expose what love is not. So, what is not love? Love is not an emotion. What? Well, yes, I think I heard what you said. Say that again. Yes, love is not an emotion. This may come as a bit of surprise considering we have been conditioned since we were very young to view love as our favorite and most sought after emotion, right? What is left of love once we remove passion, desire, intensity, affection, even lust, along with other ideals and beliefs often associated with love? Without them, wouldn't we simply remain connected to our inner heart where love simply is? For love to be true, it has to simply be. Love is not something we do. We cannot do love. We can only be love. As a result of that serenity, love expresses itself forth and is complete. In this way, we cannot own love. It is already us. Can only be lived and thus expressed. Its emanation is simply felt and nothing needs to be added to it. It can only be. In light of what I have just said, the love I am speaking about is our inner heart, our spirituality. It is clear that none of the usual definitions of love convey or honor the magnitude, the power, and the simplicity of what love truly is. And thus, the word love, as we use it, does not hold up to what love truly is. We need to completely re-understand the meaning and re-imprint in our minds to reflect in full the spiritual qualities love and the truth it is meant to convey. As what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, love does not envy or boast, it is not arrogant or rude, it does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love is sans all of these except the truth. When we say that love is patient, kind, truthful, resilient, perseveres, endures, faith, and hope, these are not emotions. These are the things not done. They are characteristics of love. So is self-love contrary to what the Bible says? The Bible explicitly says that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So it must follow that we cannot love others if we do not love ourselves first. Self-love is a pursuit of one's own well-being and happiness and avoidance of shame and insecurity. We may still struggle with insecurity, but we all still naturally pursue our own happiness and well-being. Our worth comes from God. He bestowed dignity in us by creating us in His image. It is His image in us that gives us value. That value is love that exists apart from our appearance, life experience, or contribution to society. This is why the Bible so clearly calls us to protect, defend, and care for all of life. Because all people are made in the image of God. The heart of the self-love movement, the pursuit of happiness and well-being, is designed by God. What's more, the gospel empowers us not only to acknowledge our weaknesses, but also to boast in it. For God's power is made perfect in weakness. Self-love is dying from our old self and putting on a new self who is really who we are. Love. There is nothing wrong with combating our own insecurities by loving ourselves, doing what is good for our body, eating the right food, exercising, rest, sleep, taking only work that we can accomplish with ease and not forcibly. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. This verse from Psalm 139 verse 14 encourages us to increase our self-esteem that is aligned to our God-given identity. In Season 2, Episode 16, Fostering the Growth Mindset, the episode just before this, I have said that we should acknowledge and embrace failures. Hiding from your failures and imperfections or weaknesses means you will never overcome them. You can download that episode and some other episodes so that you can easily listen to them while on your Christmas break. The link will be in the show notes for your easy access. Of course, too much of everything is bad, right? And this is where self-love becomes toxic. In a world dominated by social media and infected with comparison and envy, the self-love movement appears upright and refreshing. But when it is overdone, it becomes destructive. Blindly loving yourself, though, can lead to extreme selfishness, arrogance, hypocrisy, and narcissism. That kind of self-love should not be encouraged and glorified the way it is now. As it is, it all depends on your heart and what approach you take with this. So what are the dangers of toxic self-love? Self-love is believing yourself and having that confidence. I'm not saying that having confidence is bad, but having confidence versus arrogance are two vastly different things. Thinking the world owes you something just because you exist is weird. If you say you will only show love to someone who loves and supports you, it's a terrible attitude that is extremely selfish. We are not perfect and we can never be immune to imperfections. We have some parts in us that are flawed that need to be changed. But should we hide such flaws under the carpet of self-love? That can ultimately make us narcissistic. A narcissist thinks they are great and superior, that since they put in all the hard work, they think they deserve the world. They expect other people to do what they want without questioning them. Extreme self-love can turn people into bullies. They have very high self-esteem that they try to pull others down, which in turn raises self-esteem more. Toxic self-love takes away humanity. When we embrace too much the put-yourself-first behavior, we forget that everyone has their own struggles. And when we are capable of helping, we must help rather than judge people for something they may not. As long as you are in love with yourself while loving others, not being selfish, and see a scope of growth within yourself, you're walking in the right lane. Once it turns into a massive obsession, it leads to narcissism and all those negative attributes that will make you an unlikable person. Love is remembering that there is more to who we are and what we are capable of. When we open our hearts and minds, we start to feel our true essence. We weren't just this human body. We are not weak. We are not alone. We are not inadequate. We are not this and that. Through self-discovery, we begin to break away from old constructs, beliefs, and identities we thought we were. It's time to remember and live as who we were always meant to be. As the pure, infinite, expansive, powerful, and the abundant essence of love. To close, let me remind you once again that Christmas is love, and since this is a time of giving, we need to spread our love to everyone. Give love not only this Christmas day, but on all days. May the joy of Christmas be with you all. Merry Christmas to everyone. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time,